You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Tony Restel on the line, and he's founder of socialhire.com. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you ever so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
All right, Tony. So excited about today's topic. We'll be talking about social media marketing. How effective is it for businesses? And really, who can you trust to do this kind of work? So a lot of business owners, executives, and experts are listening to this show because they want help, they want tips, and they want to know how to get their marketing done. So excited to have you on, but we will start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Tony, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Tony, what mission matters to you?
That's a really great question. I think what I'm really passionate about in our business is helping other business owners figure out how to get real results from social media, because so many have, lost time, got frustrated with trying to make social media work and just not getting anywhere. And so for me, seeing a business get sales leads, inquiries, results, and then their business really growing and thriving, that's what I'm really passionate about.
It's awesome. Great having you on. And so where did all this begin for you? Like, how did your path, into social media and the social media business, or helping business owners with that, like, how did all that start?
Yeah, really interesting. I built and sold an internet business previously, sold that to a newspaper group here in the UK. And around the time that I was selling, it was clear that LinkedIn was going to take a piece of the pie of the business that I'd been building up. Mm-hmm. And the company that acquired us laid on a whole load of company-wide sessions with social media experts at the time. This is going back to sort of 2010, 2011. And it really just struck me that this was going to have such an impact on all sorts of different businesses. And I just a flick of the switch at that moment, I thought, this is where I've got to go. Learning how to get great at this is going to open all sorts of doors for me, but also for all the businesses that we're able to work with.
I love that you started, kind of from outside of that space specifically, because I feel like it gives you different vantage point and also gives you a different opportunity since you've also grown businesses yourself. So you, when you're working with clients or other things, like, you have the ability in your team to kind of put yourself in their shoes and where they're at and meet them on their level, I would imagine. What are how do you feel about, when somebody's just gonna, I want to start off maybe very beginner and we'll get a little bit more complex, but how do you feel when somebody's just starting to get into the social media space for their business and they're like, oh man, I know I need to do this. We've been putting it off. The world is passing us by. We got to figure this thing out. Like how do you start working with a business owner like that?
Interesting question. And just to pick up on something you said previously, my first business I actually built from scratch during the dot-com crash. Mm-hmm. And I did that, just with a bonus that I'd been out of the bank, so I didn't have a huge amount of money behind me. And so I really learned to build a business, bootstrapping it. I know what it's like to be a business owner, where you've got to watch everything you invest in and make sure it's producing a return for the business. And so a lot of the work we do is with small businesses, and I really relate to, the situation that a lot of them are in, from having had that background. But to answer your question about, you know, when we start working with a new business, I guess we're fortunate in that we do a lot of educating and helping business owners figure out if social media could have a really big impact on their business through all the marketing we do. So usually by the time I actually have a, you know, one-on-one call with a business owner, they will already have been on one of our webinars, or they'll have seen me present at an event, or they'll have read a whole load of our blogs or done a training course with us. So actually, usually I'm talking to people who have gone from, you know, wondering whether social media is something they should be bothering with to, you know, they're now full blown. They understand the impact this could have on their business. And what they're really concerned to figure out is, you know, how do I make this work? How do I get those results? And that's when we tend to have our calls. Does that answer the question?
It does. And is there any particular like niche that you prefer versus another? Do you work with any type of business? Like, give us a feel and kind of just like a flavor for the type of clientele that makes sense.
Well, thank you for asking. And one big tip I would give to everyone listening to this is find people who know a niche, because we turn away loads of inquiries each month because we just know in our heart of hearts, we don't know how to get results for that type of business. And there is a social media agency or a freelancer out there that already knows how to get great results for your business. And so if you end up working with someone that isn't specialist in that way, basically they're going to experiment and figure things out at your expense. So our own area of specialism is working with small B2B companies. So lots of professional services firms and technology platforms. So businesses that, you know, want to generate client inquiries or event attendees or demo requests from a very specific audience of people. So most of our clients will say, you know, we need to get on calls with sales directors, or we need to meet people who are responsible for cybersecurity of their corporate, or we need to hire this kind of, you know, digital marketing professional. That for us is what we're expert at, building that niche audience of a very specific type of business person, and then helping to convert that audience into having done something, you know, much more meaningful for the business.
Mm. In your niche, what do you find some of the common challenges are for the business owners that you're facing? Obviously, every business is going to be different, but I know you've worked with, you know, a substantial amount of clients. So are there any themes that kind of carry over from business to business in your niche?
I think the single biggest challenge that companies face is the business owners and the business leaders actually having the time to do everything that needs to be done on social media to get results. We are predominantly a company that does social media for you. And the reason for that is I've tended to find when we're asked to go in and train companies on how to do social media better, there's a lot of enthusiasm. And, you know, a lot happens in the weeks after the training. But then when you touch base with a company like that a few months later, you'll find, you know, the partners of the consulting firm or the founders of the recruitment business or whatever it is, you know, they've got so busy in doing the day job of running their businesses and winning business that the social media has fallen by the wayside. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges, obviously figuring out what you have to do to get the results you want is always a challenge. But even once you've cracked that, a company consistently devoting the time that's needed to get those results is invariably a challenge in a small business.
How does a company know when they're finally ready to work with an agency like yours? Like, are there signs like, as you mentioned before, like sometimes when people, you know, get to you already, they have a certain level of education. But in terms of just social media and what it is for your particular niche, is there a sign like when does the company know?
Well, what I really look for in a potential new client, which would mirror that, is there an outcome from social media that it's realistic to achieve that is going to be really beneficial to that company, but that is realistic and we have seen achieved before in that industry. Let me give you a really simple example there. So, you know, on our website, we have all the prices for our packages listed, and you can click and you can buy those packages with a credit card without ever talking to us. But,
wow.
You know, in 10 years of doing this, only two people have ever done that. Everyone else wants to book in a call with us.
Yeah,
and you know, wants to get an understanding and some input on what kind of results could social media generate for our business. And so for us, if we were setting out to try and make social media produce a flow of people who are going to come to our website, are going to buy our services without ever talking to us, that's a completely unrealistic goal for social media, because if no other marketing channel can make that happen, why would social media be any different? Whereas if we
and
say,
if it
okay,
did,
well,
the weird part know, about that one too, Tony, is that if it did, they'd probably be the wrong type of client anyway. They wouldn't be an educated client.
Absolutely. But, you know, if you can say, okay, well, you know, we know that for every X calls we have with potential clients, we end up signing one. And so, you know, if you can generate this many calls for us each quarter, you know, that's going to have a material impact on our business. Then that's what's really exciting, is if you can plug into a sales process that business already has, or a recruitment process that business already has, then you know you're lined up for success. Another one, just to throw another example out there, we do a lot of work with consulting firms, and over the years, niche consulting firms have won tons of business from hosting business breakfasts or networking events or doing corporate entertaining. And so again, you know, if we can get an extra 50 of their ideal clients along to the next networking event they're hosting, then, you know, for most consulting firms, that's massively expanded their business development pipeline, you know, for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So it's finding that kind of thing. As soon as I hear something like that, I get really excited, because they're not looking for social media to actually produce the sale. They're looking for social media to start bringing good, you know, good leads or good hires into the business and into the pipeline.
That's exciting. Well, Tony, I just have to say it has been great having you on the show today, and to learn more about socialhire.com and also all the great work that you're doing for your business owner clients. That being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more and to connect and follow up, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So, I mean, if anyone wants to head to our website, which is social-hire.com, you'll see a book a call tab on the homepage, and you're very welcome to just pick out a time for a chat. We very happily talk to businesses and give you input on what we think can be achieved on social media. And you know, really, we're excited about working with companies for the long term. So we're always looking for whether we think we can get great results for you in the first month, so that you're going to want to stay with us for ages. So we'll be very candid with businesses where we don't see, you know, much scope for social media to have an impact, but equally, you know, be very enthusiastic and help you see the potential where we know that exists. So, yeah, feel free to book in through the site, or if you want to send me a connection request on LinkedIn, also happy for people to reach out to me there as well.
Oh, wonderful. And we'll put all that information in the show notes as well so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over and check out your site. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their story, the reason behind their story, like how they're doing what they're doing, and really what we can all learn and gain from that, and so we can all grow together. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or motivating to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals just like Tony coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. Tony, again, it's been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Really appreciate you having me. Thanks ever so much.